This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We have Thanksgiving coming up about a week away, and we also have a bunch of holidays lining up in December. What can you tell me a little bit about what you guys do to help around the community?
Sure. So Feed More Western New York is the legacy organizations of the Food Bank for Western New York and Meals on Wheels for Western New York. Both of those organizations, if you will, the missions, still continue under Feed More Western New York. So the Food Bank Distribution Network is still working out of our warehouse in Buffalo, where we're receiving donated product, we're purchasing some items, and then we're distributing that through our Food Bank Distribution Network to partner agencies around Erie, Niagara, Chautauqua, Cattaraugus County. In total, we work with 400 different partner agencies. Those are the food pantries, the soup kitchens, all kinds of different feeding programs where people who are in need of nutritional assistance, that's where they go. So our Food Bank Distribution Network year-round is taking care of all of those pantries. That kind of need definitely elevates around the holiday season. We see that as well within our home-delivered meal program, the Meals on Wheels program that you might be more familiar with. That is available to seniors who may not be able to prepare or procure their own meals. And we're doing that in our commissary. We're preparing between 4,000 and 6,000 meals every day that we're delivering to homebound people in Erie and Niagara counties. And there's a lot of work that goes into all of that year round, but around the holidays, it becomes certainly a bigger focus and a lot more people are in need. And we equate the holidays with food, and having these traditional meals and family, are so important. And we want to make sure that everyone across our service area is able to enjoy that.
Now, I don't know if you would have an exact number on this or if you'd be able to, but how many families do you think you guys service around this time of year?
Well, around this time of year, that's a little hard to know. But I know in last year, we serviced, hang on 1 second, I'll get you the exact number. while I look up the exact number, 16,000 meals is what we distributed in 2023. So that's, part of that number. How many of them were around the holidays is harder to put a specific number to. As far as the number of people, number of individuals that Feed More provided services to in some way in 2023 was 142,000, more than 142,000.
Now, what are some things that maybe you guys aren't seeing enough of or could really use a little bit more of to help out?
Yeah, some of the staples that you may not think of, canned proteins like tuna, chicken, those are always important, as well as peanut butter, any kind of tree nuts. Those are very important in terms of a healthy diet, and they're things that we can always use. They're non-perishable. When somebody brings in a donation like that, or you donate at one of the many drives that's going on around the community this time of year, those are staples. And you donate those products, they come to our warehouse, we're sorting them and packing them up and sending them out to those partner agencies. And that way, you know, wherever you're donating from, your donation is going to end up somewhere in Western New York, Erie, Niagara, Chautauqua, Cattaraugus County. Some of the other things that are always important, any kinds of grain, pastas are important, canned fruits, canned vegetables, those things are critical.
How much would you guys say that you rely on the community for help with this?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So we could not do the work we do without the community. And the community benefits us in a variety of ways. There's a lot of different ways community members can get involved. If you see a drive that's going on the holiday season and you're able to make a donation of a non-perishable item, that's one way you can help. If that's not as easy for you, but you can make a monetary contribution, we'll use that money to then purchase the food ourselves through our food bank distribution network, purchase the food that we know we need and send it out that way. The other way you can help us is by volunteering. We need volunteers year-round for all kinds of different events, whether it's an event where we're raising money, whether it's a distribution where we need volunteers to help with that, like our home-delivered meals program, where we're always in need of people who can take an hour out of their day to deliver meals to seniors. And we're always looking for people who can volunteer in our warehouse. And some of the things that you're doing there would be sorting the donated product as it comes in, packing out the donated product, and also working in our backpack program, which is in 80 different schools and summer feeding programs to make sure kids who need it are getting food sent home on the weekends. So you could be packing up bags of food that will end up in a elementary school student's backpack for the weekend.
Now, for anybody who wants to volunteer their time to help out, how would they go about getting that started? Is there something online that they can do? Do they call you guys?
It's real easy. On our website, feedmorewny.org, we have a button that says volunteer. And you click on that and you'll see all the volunteer opportunities that are available. And you pick a date and time and an activity that works for you.
Awesome. And is there anything else you'd like to add about this that maybe I didn't ask about?
Sure. The only other thing I'd add is, if you're somebody who's in need of assistance or know someone who is, the way you volunteer is the way you also find food. It's just that simple. On our website, there is a button that says Find Food. It can take you to a pantry locator to help you find a soup kitchen or a food pantry that's in your neighborhood. It can also help you sign up for home-delivered meals or get your loved one signed up for home-delivered meals. So there's our website, feedmorewny.org, is the best place to get more information about the programs that are available to you or to help support our mission.
All right. And now that we have that wrapped up, we also have turkey tickets. What can you tell me about this?
Yeah, Turkeys for Tickets is an exciting annual tradition between the Sabres, Feedmore Western New York, Topps Markets, and Odyssey. And so Wednesday morning, we are collecting turkey donations at three area Tops. And if you bring in a frozen turkey, 20 pounds or more, you get a voucher for some Sabres tickets.